Good morning, all. It's such a pleasure always to see you. So on behalf of Carey Baptist Church, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you who are here in person and on Zoom as well. So everybody who has come here, it's always such a pleasure to see you all. And we have not only become international, like last time we saw so many other languages sung, and we are like a kind of like an amazing church family with different pieces brought together. Today, this morning, we have people logging from, we have become global. My family is logging from Sri Lanka, so they'll be on Zoom as well. And it's always a pleasure to see you all. And thank you so much for coming in and joining us together to worship the Lord. And thanks for the invite to lead the service. It's always a pleasure to share God's word and among God's people and his children. I just want to mention at the start, before we move on, to thank everyone. We are so grateful to God for you who are here and for everyone who has supported to have this worship morning, this morning service, and also for other chores in the church. So thank you so much, especially for who are serving the Lord this morning with music, flowers, technology, sound preparation, documentation, and emails. We know which email is going to and fro. And especially to those who serve at the background, you may not even realize, but the Lord sees it. So on behalf of the church, let me extend our thank you so much. Right. One of the most frustrating things, as I always say, if you don't hear or understand what I say. So if you don't hear, if I'm not very clear, even on Zoom, dear brothers and sisters, just shout out. And even from the congregation, Shami, what did you say? I really did not get that. So don't worry about it. Just shout out. I just want to make sure we all get God's message. Not only you, me as well today. So let's ask the Lord to lead the service. And we're going to have a lovely time. When we leave the service at the end, we will thank the Lord. Thank God we were here and you are so awesome. That's what I just want to do. Have a lovely time. Relax. Be yourselves. Feel at home because this is your home, God's house. And get in touch with that spirit because Jesus said, two or three gathered in my name, I will be among you. You might ask, Jesus is heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, but no, the Holy Spirit is here. In the person of the Holy Spirit, he is here, moving among us. So let's have a brilliant time with the Lord this morning. We said hello to each other now, and we'll say hello to the Lord, because he has been waiting here for you all and for me. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our loving, righteous Father, you're so awesome. This wonderful, beautiful morning you have brought us together, Lord. What a privilege to worship you with your children, Lord, who you love and who loves you. In the church family, we come together with so much of gratitude and love in our hearts, Lord. There's no words to express our gratitude to you. We want to say simply that we love you, Lord. Thank you so much for bringing us together this morning. Bless us, Lord, to experience the peace that you promised this morning. Help us to worship you in songs, in prayers, and from the bottom of our hearts, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Thank you, loving Father. Help us to hear a voice through your word, Lord. Your word is so divine. As the scripture says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. Help us to experience that this evening, Lord. Bless each one of us who are here, Lord, this evening, who had come to worship you. And help us, loving Father, to praise you because you deserve all the honor and glory. So thank you so much. We ask this from me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with a lovely hymn. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, one of the favorites from Janice. And I asked her what's her favorite song. So she said this one, and I asked Robert. There were two tunes, and lots of people on the congregation. I was not very sure which everybody knows that Jenny, so I don't make sure Jill is there, Hillary, and everybody said, yeah, don't worry. And Robert is going to play for us. Thank you, Robert. And yeah, if you're able, let's stand and sing and praise the Lord. Let's start with that. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, in Songs of Fellowship, number 533. And I trust you'll have the lyrics on the screen. Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you to you. It was awesome. Beautiful song. Yeah, so as a tradition, I'm going to have a little short talk before we go on to the main part of the service. Short talk is very, very short. It's just a minute. It's a little story. We all like stories, don't you? But yeah, it's a story, a man who had a dream. I would call it a nightmare. He had this dream. He saw Jesus being flogged. I'm sorry, I sometimes break down whenever I think about this, because I always think of myself, the most sinful man, he's been saved. So this man saw Jesus being flogged left and right, bleeding. Even the whip had the flesh of Jesus stuck onto that. And he just could not go on watching this anymore. Nice young man. He said he could handle. He jumped onto this person who was flogging Jesus. Hey! And he turned him, stopped him, and turned him around. Probably he wants to just smack him on the face. Immediately he realized it was himself who was flogging Jesus. So that's what we have done with our sin. But the beauty is Jesus went through that flogging willingly. Not even the fraction of a fuss. He did that willingly. And so that we don't need to go through any of those flogging or the punishment. He's done it all. Whatever we do now, his mercy is much bigger. And I trust this man, maybe after he woke up, he gave his life to Christ. I trust. But that's my little story. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to sing another lovely hymn. Not this song, though. Be still for the presence of the Lord. Aki and Colin and Cliff is going to help us. And it's a favorite of Pauline. Isn't that? Yeah, you are. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll sing our hearts out. Let's try to get the roof off. We'll have more work on the 31st then. And yeah, you're doing for the Lord. Let's praise the Lord with that. It's a beautiful song. And yeah. Is it on Songs of Fellowship 40? Please be seated. Thanks a lot. It's a lovely hymn. Thanks, Pauline, for selecting that. Yes, Lord is among us. We just have to be still and experience the glory of the Lord. Jesus Christ is someone who never told a single lie. When he said, I will be among you, he is among us now. Praise the Lord. We're going to have the offering in front now. We're going to pray for the offering, the people who has given. And as we all know, the scripture says, it's much blesser to give than to receive. And Malachi 3:10 says, give it to the Lord and test me on this. So we're going to ask the Lord to bless you much more. And it doesn't matter, you don't need to bring it forward. If it's all right, we can just pray for the offering. All right, okay, thanks, Raphael. Thank you very much. Yeah. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Loving Father, you are a God who said, to test you on this awesome gift, Lord, that we bless hundredfold. Not even expecting anything in return, we give you, Lord, the way we are able to give, because we know you're our sovereign, Lord. You're the one who has given us everything, Lord. Your scripture says in the book of James that every perfect and good gift is from you, Lord. So we thank you. Thank you for these brothers and sisters who have given for your ministry. This is nothing to do with us. It's you, Lord. And bless them so richly that we'll be glad we could be a part of it. That when we meet you face to face, Lord, to hear your lovely words, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Bless this, the blessing you have given us, Lord, to bless the people who are in need and the church and your ministry. We ask this from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're now going to have the readings. We're going to have back-to-back. Isaiah is going to be read by Margaret Lai.
Isaiah chapter 53, reading verses 1 to 5. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, all. Now, our second reading is comes from the book of Mark, chapter 1, starting from verse 40 to 45. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I'm willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning: "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." But instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Raphael. Yeah, so these two passages, I have to tell you though, Isaiah's passage, as a tradition, we take a passage from the Old Testament. That's why I have taken that, but we are not going to talk about it. It consists of many more sermons you would know, you would have realized. So we are mainly going to look at Mark 1, just five verses, as a crux of the matter is awesome. And just before that, to get ourselves prepared, I've stolen a song from Aki's playlist, which is called Mercy Song, which I really like, affects me a lot, talks about me, how good, great is God's mercy. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been standing here. I wouldn't have been even living if not for God's mercy. And also brings back what Andre sang last time, His mercy is more. So whatever you do, but His mercy is much more. So don't worry about it. He has lots of forgiveness. So let's prepare our hearts when you listen to this song, and the lyrics are great, and see God's mercy is great, greatest you could see, and then we listen to what he has to say about the passage.
I'm living proof of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but the goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood. The things I've said, the choices made that I regret, oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but the goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
Yeah, let's look at the chapter now. Serious stuff with God's word, as you would know. He's going to talk to us. As I said, it's just 5 verses, but the beauty and message in there is so important. So don't miss a word. And after that, I'll speak to you. And he spoke to me. As
going to speak to all of us today through this passage. So as you would know, I usually go through the scriptures because my words are not powerful. It's the Lord's word who is powerful. So we look at the scripture, what he's going to tell us. Because I'm sure after the service, he's going to ask me, Chami, when did you lift me up? Because when we see these kind of songs and we worship his Father, I'm so grateful to you. What can I do in return? We cannot do anything but accept his gift and lift him up in our lives. So he'll draw all men to us or no, to him. So I have to make sure that I lift Jesus up in this verse. So let's look at your Bibles, what Raphael read to us. Today we are talking about Mark's gospel. Young Mark wrote about the ministry of Lord Jesus, different stages. And you would notice, usually Mark's gospel, he start with the stalking expression of the Messiah. He doesn't go round about beating around the bush. He just comes direct to it and explain at the start of the book, point blankly, says, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. How convincing is that? He starts with so many things that Jesus did, most of us are so familiar with. He says, he mentioned about John the Baptist, preparing the way, the baptism and the testing of Jesus. Jesus announcing the good news. Jesus calling out his first disciples. Jesus drives out an impure spirit. Jesus heals many, including Simon Peter's mother-in-law. And Jesus plays in solitary places. So Mark covers so many of these. And then comes to our chosen passage in Mark 1st chapter, verses 40 to 45. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. You know, we all have read this passage, I'm sure, because we read the Gospels quite often and so many times, and or listen to someone reading it, or probably you would have studied that. But when I was preparing that, I suddenly, you know, it says a penny drop, and crux of the matter came to my mind. It's nothing to do with me, it's the Lord who shows these things when you study the scriptures diligently. And this incident. So let's go back to this 2,000 odd years and see this man come into Jesus. So look at your scripture very carefully. Here is a man with leprosy coming to Jesus, begging him on his knees. Is that what Raphael just read? Yeah. Asking Jesus to make him clean. Notice he's not asking for healing, but he's asking for cleansing. Why? That shows we need a permanent healing and not just a temporary measure. Because when you are healed, that person could get ill again. But when you're cleansed by Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternity sealed in his name. Of course, if you would not lose it by turning your back on to Jesus, that's also possible. But keep this point of cleansing in your mind for the moment. Then Mark records that Jesus was indignant. I think our Bible said something, some other word. Jesus was indignant. Any other, that my Bible says the same thing. Any other word in there, any of your Bibles, different to when this guy asked for healing, was Jesus indignant? Yeah, no. What's the verse? Compassion. All right, yes. Thanks, Elizabeth. So, sorry? Moved, yeah. So moved. Right. Filled with compassion. So that's one of the verses. keep a note of this as well. Then he reaches out his hand and touches this man, saying, "I am willing, be clean." And immediately the leprosy leaves him. He was cleansed. And Jesus sends him at once with a strong warning. So I think the Church Bible says a strong warning. My Bible says the strong warning. Any other word used for that? Or is it just strong? Because there are like really strong meanings behind these words. And Jesus, what's a strong warning from Jesus? He says, "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony for whom?" As a testimony for them. So Jesus has a point in there. He has a plan. He can show it to the priest, testimony for the priest, not for anything else. And why is he warning so strongly? He's such an innocent leper. I asked the question from Lord Jesus as well. This is the same, you know, with the strong warning, this is the same word Mark uses to describe disciples' displeasure in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper. If you remember the scriptures, a woman came with an alabaster jar of expensive perfume made out of pionard. She broke the jar, poured on perfume on Jesus' head, and the disciple expressed that displeasure with the same word. Jesus said a strong warning. So it's been translated to English and it's a strong warning. Why was Jesus angry or not pleased after even healing this man? Here come to the point of our answers, what we took note earlier. What did Jesus tell the man? "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer sacrifices that Moses commanded." Instead, I'm sure your Bible says instead. Dangerous word though, because instead you go on some other path, instead you turn away. Instead, he went down and began to talk freely, spreading the good news. Of course, he might have, we don't know what he was talking about, he might have spread the good news. Now one would wonder, maybe he was giving honor to Jesus. We don't know. Mark doesn't say that. But what does the scripture say? In 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." And we all know that. And it comes to my mind, "Oh, Lord Jesus, is that what you were not very happy? You may sacrifice your whole life trying to spread the good news. But what if God has some other plans for you? What if God plans some other plans for himself? What if the Lord is not pleased?" That's a bit hard to believe, isn't it? I'm spreading the good news, but how can you not be pleased? How about this man then? We look at the scripture. Who was healed of leprosy? How come this innocent fellow upset Jesus? Look at the next few lines. Within the same verse, it says, "as a result." So take note of the "as a result," Jesus could no longer enter a town openly and stayed outside in lonely places. Nothing new to Jesus. He had been in lonely places, but he had a plan. I would put this as a result of one man's obedience. As a result of his disobedience, Jesus could no longer enter a town, but stayed outside. Now let's look at the notes we took again. First, why Jesus was indignant. You know, he himself said in the scripture that he sees the heart of man. Therefore, we would not judge by the outer appearance. We always judge by the outer appearance, whether it's good or bad. We would have seen this leper coming begging and said, "So much compassion." Yes, Jesus had compassion. "Jesus, how come you're being so angry? And this is such an innocent leper." But Jesus saw his heart. Jesus saw the future of this man's disobedience. Then also Jesus was not angry at this man. Jesus was frustrated of the evil powers holding this man. Scripture says, you're not there to fight against flesh. It's the spirits we fight against with. So it's not this man, but the evil powers and the future, what he was going to do, the disobedience Jesus saw in advance. And then the second one, strong warning. Again, Jesus saw that the man was not going to do what Jesus says. Yet, he gives him another chance. Just like us, he's given another chance. Jesus saw he was not going to obey his words. He is not going to just go to the priest. But Jesus gave him another chance. He did not say anything. Jesus thought, okay, I'll take your place. How many of us ignore God's warning? Especially when we are really doing well, we think we are pleasing the Lord. So as a result, what happened? Jesus could not enter the village, but stayed outside in lonely places. You know, the reverse happened because of one man's disobedience. In Leviticus 13, God says to Moses and Aaron, if there's a leper, don't take them inside the camp. You know? They are not allowed. Just like that, the leper was hiding. He could not come into the society. And here Jesus cleansed him. And what happened? The reverse happened. That's why the Lord made the title of this sermon, The Swap. The swap happened. You just read in the scriptures, Jesus could not go into the villages. And the man went freely talking. What did Jesus do? He was left outside the village where he was not able to enter. Wasn't this the same thing what happened on the cross? We just heard the song as well. We deserve to be there. But Jesus willingly, you saw this man also asked willingly, Jesus, if you're willing, you can heal me. Jesus did that willingly and broke that barrier between us and God. It was a swap. We took actually his place because he has given us the privilege of calling the Almighty God our Father. His Father, he took our place and said, guys, I have paid your price. You call him now our Father. He is your Father too. You see the reverse? Jesus was not hiding, but he could not go. But was it his plan? If you look at verses 45, it says that. But if you look at the verse, what you did not read today, verse 38 shows Jesus' plan when he was coming to this place. You know what he told the disciples? He told, let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages. This is his plan. So I can preach there also. That is why I have come. You see, this was Jesus' plan. But could he execute the plan? No. Because of one man's disobedience. So if you compare our sins with the Lord's sacrifice, that's what happened exactly. We have peace on earth because of Jesus. But he did that willingly. By his wounds... we are healed. We claim that. But the beauty is Lord does everything willingly. We just have to accept it. The punishment we deserve, he took it on the cross. Who knew no sin? Remember the man asked, if you're willing, and Jesus was willing. So here is a positive note to go home with. Otherwise you'll be like frustrated, oh man. Jesus was just on lonely places. And what did he do after that? We would have been discouraged. I don't want to discourage you. God never discourages you. God always encourages you. If you look at the verses a bit further down, you know, we all know we cannot change God's plans. Yeah, I think Revelation clearly says the doors Jesus opens, no one could shut. And the doors Jesus shut, no one could open. So what happened? as the scripture says, that the people still came to Jesus. Let me see that the last verse to encourage you with. So Jesus openly stayed outside in lonely places. The last sentence says, yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Yes, Jesus could not go, but he did execute his plan. No one can stop God's plan. Only thing we need to do is just obey. Leave the rest to. Sometimes if you think, oh, if I just disobey this commandment, I can do a whole lot for God. I can bring so many souls to him. But God says, just simple, no. Just do this and I will look after the rest. Yeah, so I trust the Lord spoke to us. And that five verses, there's a huge meaning in there. And we praise the Lord for his word. Praise be to God. Thanks for listening. May the good Lord bless you richly. What's next? Oh, yeah. What a beautiful name. Cliff Aki is going to help us. And again, another song stole from the Hillsong. Charlene, Mina, and Bagi are going to help us sing this. So, yeah, that'll be great. So they're going to help us. It's quite new to us. We would have sung at least, I think, once. Do you want to get the mic adjusted? Feel free. Yeah. And it's about the name of Jesus. I saw this little article on a paper in the States, not over here. At the checkout, the lady was pointing the finger, and one guy was leading the store. And the article below said, this armed robber came to rob the shop. And what did the young lady did was, she said to him, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave my shop. And this guy with the gun, just leaving the shop on the CCTV camera, only one shot on the papers. Name has power. Don't fail to quote the name, the blood of Jesus. And we are going to see in this song how powerful the name of Jesus is. I'm going to leave it for the ladies to help us sing. And yeah, sing along, please. Mina, get close to the mic.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in the view of Christ. What a wonderful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. It won't help without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. My King, what a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Do not hold you, the welter before you. You Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. Can stand against
what a powerful name it is,
the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Splendid. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, ladies. And gents, and thank you very much to you. It's such a beautiful song. And yeah, Jesus' name is every knee shall bow. That's what the scripture says. And aren't we glad we are bowing our knees now in salvation, not later on in condemnation, because every knee has to bow at Jesus' name. Thanks again. And we're going to spend a bit of time with the Lord in prayer. So I'll be praying for the people who I need. And you can also leave your petitions at His feet. Feel free. It's you and the Lord. No need to listen to my voice. Just talk to the Lord with your prayer. It's a beautiful time. We might not even get this time under our own roofs. God's house. Talk to Him. He's among you. And receive everything what He's going to give you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our loving Father, we want to spend few minutes at your feet, Lord, in quietness, bringing us our thanksgiving as well as our petitions, Lord, at your feet. Could be the past few weeks, months, past few days, past few hours. You know everything, Lord, but you are a God who said to ask. Before a word in our mouth, you know that. But we thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for this wonderful morning you brought us together as one family, knowing that you're the head of the family, Lord Jesus, and we are parts of it. Help us to know that we ought to take care of each other, we ought to look after each other, and we ought to obey you, to please you, Lord, no one but you. Loving Father, you are a God who gave His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, who knew no sin. And thank you for the resurrection. We have a living God who we can talk to, who is among us right now in the person of the Holy Spirit. Loving Father, we with thanksgiving, we come to you, we hand over these brothers and sisters into your loving hands, Lord. Bless them so richly. Not only the ones we mention, even the ones we don't. Bless everyone who's joined us this morning, Lord, in person and in Zoom. And also the ones who are unable to join us, Lord, to worship you. Bless them also, Lord. Especially remember in our prayers, Lord, our dear Eric, recovering from a major surgery, Lord, by your stripes, we claim that healing. Pray for our dear Margaret D., who is also still recovering, Lord. We humbly ask your complete healing on them so we can come back and praise you, Lord. Loving Father, we pray for Anne and Tony. And also we remember the family, Lord. Special time, the loss of Phyllis Horrod, Anne's mom, who went to be with the Lord last week. Remember the family at this loss, Lord. To always remember that you are a God who never leaves us. And also that just to hang on to that awesome promise of yours in your scripture, that when you appear in glory, you will bring our dear ones along with you, Lord. Who we think we have lost, no, they are all temporary losses, Lord. We are going to be with them and with you forever. That's the hope we have. We are in transit over here, Lord. We are temporary in this world. Even if you appear before that or you call us home, we know we are going to be with you. We're going to spend our eternity with you, Lord. So thank you, loving Father. Thank you so much for this amazing time in your presence. Help us to hand over in this time of quietness our anxiety, our worries, our plans, and our thankfulness, Lord, into your loving hands. Thank you, Holy Father. As per your instruction, Lord Jesus, we hand over all these requests to you, loving Father, in the name of your only begotten Son and our loving Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we say that wonderful prayer you taught us to say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We are going to hear end the service with an awesome song. I asked Robert for his favorite. I said, Robert, we are to end in a real high spirit. And he suggested this one. So you got to take the roof off then. So Robert, thank you very much again. Yeah. And let's end the service with a really high note. And sing your hearts out. It's for the Lord. It's still worth. Okay, Robert, over to you. And you see it on 620, Song of Fellowship.
Of Jesus, the angels proclaim.
top notch. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, everyone. Before you sit down, let's greet each other with the grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.